Welcome back to Workshop Week. We are focused on creating content according to your own unique human design this week. You're going to have daily episodes that take you through how to actually create content that not only feels good and authentic to you, but also draws your perfect fit clients to you so that they will pay you and you can have the impact that you came here to have. A real, legit business. That's the promise when you nail your content, when you nail your authentic message. Remember to go to the link in the show notes if you haven't done that yet and download your free workbook. You're going to want to have the workbook to follow along so that you can actually nail your message and do the exercises as we go through this week.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicki Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
Okay, it's day two, and today we are talking about something in human design that most people think is too basic. Can you guess what that is? It's type and strategy, of course. We hear over and over and over again in the human design space that just come back to your type and strategy, just come back to your type and strategy. And it's become almost so basic that we don't even think about it. So you know that if you're a generator, or maybe you don't know that if you're a generator, and this is going to be new for you, and that's okay. If you're a generator type, your strategy is to be in response to things that are already happening. If you're a projector, your strategy is to be invited. If you're a reflector, your strategy is to kind of sample things from your community and mirror them back. If you're a manifester, your strategy is to inform. So how do we use that in our content? First things first, along with the workbook, you're going to want to have your human design chart handy. So if you don't have that handy, pause this episode and go to the website, VickiDixon.com. It's linked in the show notes for you so that you can download your human design chart for free because you're going to want to have it. You're going to need to know what your type and strategy is as you go through this episode. And then because you're going to miss things because you're on the go when you're listening to this, I get that we're all on the go when we're listening to our podcasts. I would love to invite you to come back to it later with your workbook and your human design chart handy. Give yourself the gift of space as we go through this workshop week to actually sit down and do the exercises. They're not complicated. They're not all of these massive formulas that you have to figure out. They're just bringing you back to yourself, which is sometimes the hardest thing to give yourself space for, right? So back to type and strategy. Let's start with generator types because we make up 70% of the population. So when I say generator types, I'm talking about generators and manifesting generators. You have the same strategy and that is to respond. But what does that look like in real life? I can't tell you the number of people that I work with in human design that think that they're responding, but then they go out and they create programs and courses and posts and podcasts and all kinds of things without being in response. So it's really a knack. Like there's knowing your strategy is to respond, and then there's actually responding and creating content from that place. And it's two very, very different things. In the Content by Design course, the last round, the very first conversation that we had just out of the blue was around launching. And this particular round had all generator types in it, which was kind of cool because it made it easy to teach, right? Because we're all in the same boat. And, you know, one of the girls said, Meg, she said, I just get so burned out from launching. Like I come up with this idea and I go to start it. And then by the time I'm halfway through my launch, I'm like so done and I don't sell anything. It's like, well, that's because as a generator type, you're not in response. So as a generator type, what it looks like in your content specifically is creating something in response to something else or reporting on something that's already happening. Think Oprah. Or think, you know, any kind of talk show host, they are reporting on something that's already happening. They're bringing it to their community and putting their spin on it. And that's what you're going to do as a generator type. You're going to take something that's already happening and share your opinion on it, share your reaction to it, share how you would do it differently, share what you love about it, something like that. And then when you want to launch something, you're going to create something in response to something outside of you. So let's just take this podcast, for instance, because I'm a manifesting generator. When I had no intentions of launching a podcast, no intentions whatsoever. And then when I went to the Tribal Mastermind last year, it kept coming up over and over and over again, how important a podcast is, how important audio is in your business. There was an opportunity to do a podcast episode with Randy Gage, to interview him, to do that. It was just like all of these things were happening. One of the girls that I connected with, we're still connected today, she has had her podcast for almost 3 years, and we talked at supper, podcast, podcast, podcast. It just kept coming up over and over and over again. And then when I get home, I'm like, you know what? I really think I need to do a podcast. And it has been a blast, an absolute blast. But the other piece of that that I think we miss as generators is that we need to continually be responding to things. So it's not that I responded once to the podcast conversation and then I'm good for the rest of time. It's not that you launch something, let's say you have a breathwork course and you launch your breathwork course in response to something and then you're good for the whole cart open period of, you know, 3 weeks or 30 days or whatever it is your cart open period is. You need to, as a generator, a manifesting generator, put yourself in situations where you have things to respond to over and over and over and over again. This is not a one and done thing. And when you're creating content, this could look like, let me just see if I can come up with an example. Okay, so I just looked over at my closet door and there are two pieces of Camilla clothing hanging there that I purchased for my kids' weddings. And they have been sitting there for probably 4 years waiting for me to actually put them online and sell them. So that could be me responding, say that I have a closet cleanup business or that I help people declutter. That could spark something in me to say, like, how much money is hanging in your closet that you're not using? If I go to Starbucks and I'm sitting there and I overhear, this actually happened, I overhear at the next table a conversation where one person is really hammering it into the next person what they're doing wrong and all of these things in a business setting. In my brain, I'm going, okay, well, she's a projector or she's, you know, whatever. And how could she do that differently? So that's something that I can then take and write a post about. So your type and strategy is really, really important. I'm going to go through the other types too. Don't worry, okay? It's not all about generators, I promise. The other thing about generators is that you have a big enveloping aura. Your aura wants to bring people to you. So how can you do that in your presence online? How can you do that when you stand on stage? How can you do that from your podcast? How can you naturally draw people to you? Let your aura do the talking for you. Don't be the person that's over in the corner. Now, I'm an introvert, so I'm not going to be like, meh, if you see me in a group, ever. But you know how it is if you shrink yourself down in your aura, right? I'm talking with my hands and my whole body, and I forget that you can't see me. But you know how that is, right? When you shrink yourself down. Don't do that as a generator and a manifesting generator. Let your aura be big. Let your aura speak for you. Let it magnetize the people and the experiences that are meant for you to you so that it sparks something in you that wants to respond. And that's a post. And that's a post. And that's a post. And that's something that we have in the Content by Design course. One of the bonuses is actually a Trello board that we've developed where it you can use it on the go so that every time you see something to respond to, you can pop it in there. And we are going to be designing it according to type. So it's a really cool thing that we've got on the go. Okay, projectors, let's move on to projectors. Your strategy is to be invited, but I would also suggest it is to be inviting. There is an energetic, inviting energy that you can bring people into with your content. And I see some people doing this beautifully online without even realizing that they're doing it. So as a projector, something that you have to remember is that you're the lighthouse, you're the guide, you're the person that's over here being like, I can show you the way to do it easier. I can show you the way that's going to work for you. I'm wise. Energetically, you hold the potential of the planet. That is a big ass responsibility. And so many times I see projectors, I'm going to cross my arms here, okay? Crossing my arms and I'm looking like really kind of holding myself inside of myself. And it's like, I'm not letting anybody in because I'm bitter. I've been hurt before. People have stolen my work. People have taken my ideas and used them as their own. People have discredited me. And so I'm very protective of my space. The other thing is like, I'm not always rested. I was going to say I'm tired, and that's another topic for another day. I've got a guest coming on, a projector, about that, because I hate that projectors feel like they have to be tired all the time. But it's like I'm drained from trying to keep up to your sacral energy, and I just want to be over here in my own aura, in my own field. And your aura is focused and penetrating. So when you focus on the right person on the right things for that ideal client of yours, you are absolutely magical and unstoppable. And I've had projectors on the podcast before, and they talk about how energetically they can feel when the invitation is there and when it's not. So I'm going to ask you, dear projector, if this is true for you. Are there times, you know, my Starbucks example, I hope that wasn't insulting for you, but my Starbucks example where it's like, I know that girl's a projector because she knows so much. She knows so much and she has all of this free advice, I'm putting that in air quotes, to give someone, but they're not always ready to hear it. So how people invite you in the online space is that they like your page. They follow you on Instagram. They read your blog. They participate in a webinar. They attend a workshop. They come to an event that you're holding. They have invited you. You need to assume that that's the invitation or accept that that's the invitation and that you have the green flag to stand in your power to guide. That is the invitation that you need. I'm just going to go over this again because you may not have heard the episode with Juliana Christine. If you haven't heard that, I'm not sure what number it was now because it just came to me now, but I'll link it in the show notes for you. She talked about recognition. So as projectors, there's a lot of places in human design that need recognition, but as projector especially, you need recognition. Recognition is what allows you to have that inviting energy about you. So start to think about, how am I recognizing myself? She talked about, Juliana on this episode talked about mirror work for projectors and actually standing in front of the mirror and saying, hey, I recognize you for writing that blog post. I recognize you for folding your laundry. I recognize you for showing up online today, whatever it is for you. But the recognition starts with you, and then you are more able to have that inviting energy about you. So in your content, what I see sometimes happening with projectors is that they're preachy. They're, you know, telling people how it is. And that's not very inviting, right? We don't love it when people speak their minds. So how instead can you invite people in to learn from you? How can you bring that inviting, that invitation energy into your content? That would be something that I would be looking at there. Reflectors. So reflectors, you have such a unique role to play in life. You're only 1% of the population. You are a unicorn. And your strategy in creating content is really going to be to mirror or reflect back what you're seeing in your community. So this doesn't mean that you stand in judgment on Instagram judgment, and judge the whole world and talk about what you're seeing in the whole world, because the world is a shit show and it's not your shit show. It is for you to reflect your community. So the people closest to you, the people who are following you on Instagram are your community. The people who are on your email list are your community. So what are you seeing in them that you can reflect back? And how can you say that in a way where your wisdom is honored and it lands well with them? And that's going to come from other pieces of your design as well that we go into in more detail in the Content by Design program. But that's your job, is to mirror and reflect back what you're seeing. Manifestors, your strategy is to inform. Now, it is said that you have a closed and repelling aura, and I hate that languaging. I absolutely hate it for you. I had a manifestor once explain to me that she feels like it's more protective. And I think the closed and repelling maybe comes from the fact that you're self-contained. That's how I would describe it. When I meet someone who is a manifestor or who I suspect is a manifestor, I automatically know that they're a manifestor because they're self-contained. Even a very conditioned manifestor has that desire to just be like, I know I've got it. I'm good. I don't need your help. I don't want you trying to help me. I don't want you trying to get into my business. I am going to inform you how it is. And that's what you're going to do in your content as well. So you can initiate as well. So you are the one type that can just go out and create a program because you see that that's a need in your market. I mean, anyone can, but it's going to land better when you do it. But the informing piece is really key in your content. So you might use languaging like, here's the thing. This is how it is. This is what I'm going to do next. Your vibe is very much, this is where I'm going and who's going with me. And you don't care if somebody goes with you or not as a manifestor. Ideally, as a deconditioned manifestor, you don't really care if someone goes with you or not. It's like, it's you, it's the you show. And I feel like, especially with the women that I work with who are manifestors, You've never been allowed to stand in your power, and you've been told that that part of you is wrong. You've been told that you're too assertive, that you're too full of yourself, that, I mean, the wording isn't you're too powerful, but that's the messaging inside, right? We try to fit manifestors in a box because they are so powerful and we don't know what to do with them, especially manifestor children who are little girls. It's like, what am I going to do with this powerful creature who just tells me what's going to happen? Like, that's not natural, right? It's in our society. It's counterintuitive in our society. But that's really your vibe in your content. And you're one of the few types that can get away with I, right? Because people are following you because they value what you have to say. They value your power to initiate, your power to get things started, your power, period. Like, we really resonate with you most when you show up in your power as a manifestor. So how can you do that in your content? How can you be a little more, like, I guess the thing is, and it doesn't mean that you have to be hardened as a manifestor, but I guess the thing that comes up most often in Content by Design is, don't soften yourself as a manifestor. Don't try to take the edge off as a manifestor. Like, you're here to say how it is. So how can you do that in your content? So that was a little tour around how you can begin to use your own type and strategy in your content. It is the most basic piece of human design. For sure it is. And we have to start at the beginning. And if most people feel like it's too basic and never do it, then you're going to be so far ahead of them when you start using your strategy to actually create content that lands in your content creation process. When you're writing your Instagram posts, when you're writing your blog posts, when you're creating podcast episodes, all of those things, you're going to use your type and strategy no matter what. And I find that so many people love to talk about human design, love to tell you what type they are, but don't actually love to live it in every area of their life. And I promise you that when you step into this first piece, you'll see not only you'll see better content that converts better, but you'll see yourself actually enjoying the process. When you are a manifesting generator and you respond to something that's happening. So here's one more thing. You know the thing that you're supposed to say online because it's stuck in your throat. For so many of us, we have that experience where we're like, oh, I need to say that. Oh, I can't say that. They might. And we never say it. That thing that you got stuck in your throat, that's the thing that needs to be said, my friend. And when you start to do that in your content intentionally by your human design, you will draw your perfect fit clients to you, and they will gladly pay you money to work with you. I promise. Okay, so go and grab the workbook. I know that you missed stuff because you're on the go, and that's okay. You get a free pass on it. When you can take 18 minutes of space, give yourself 18 minutes of space to re-listen, to go through your workbook, and you've got a prompt there to create a post. So we're going to start right away. We're going to get right into it this week. And by the end of the week, you should be able to have at least 4 posts written that you can then use in your content. I'll see you tomorrow.